For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky. Comes a day after the president held a call with Russia's leader, where Vladimir Putin has pledged a 30-day pause on striking Ukraine's energy and infrastructure. At today's briefing, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has more on the talks with Zelensky.
President Trump also discussed Ukraine's electrical supply and nuclear power plants. He said that the United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The NTSB issuing a preliminary report today on the commuter plane in Alaska that crashed last month on sea ice, killing all 10 on board. Investigators say the plane was a half a ton overweight for the weather conditions. Several states in the Midwest under tornado watches and blizzard alerts as a powerful storm moves through, and the fire danger continues across the plains and south. This is ABC News. Democrats remain split on support for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after he voted yes, along with other Democrats, on the GOP funding bill to avert a government shutdown last week. That measure extending government funding through the end of September. House Democrats say the bill included funding cuts to programs like Medicaid, but Schumer says a government shutdown would have given the Trump administration more power. ABC's Jay O'Brien says former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now weighing in, criticizing Schumer.
Those are stern words for Nancy Pelosi, who doesn't say things in front of a camera that she doesn't want out there. That's Nancy Pelosi saying that when she was a Democratic leader in Congress, she wouldn't give away, quote, anything for nothing. And she says that that's what Schumer has done.
A defense official tells ABC News content from baseball legend Jackie Robinson, who served during World War II, among other content, removed from the Pentagon websites, was mistakenly removed due to searches for DEI initiatives. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. The prospect of not passing a state budget on time or at all concerns Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature.
That concern from State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
Not passing a budget is unacceptable and reckless.
Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu explains Republican thinking.
Right now we're waiting on some cases before the state Supreme Court to get more clarity on essentially the veto power of the governor.
The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has scheduled budget listening sessions next month in Kaukauna, West Allis, Hayward, and Wausau. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A bill requiring local sheriffs to seek proof of citizenship from those arrested for a felony passed the State Assembly Tuesday. Sheriffs who fail to follow the bill's provisions risk losing up to 15% of their county's state aid. Democratic Representative Tip McGuire says the bill is government overreach.
It is state government coercing local government to do the federal government's bidding. This bill would not only threaten to cut funding from local law enforcement if they don't do Donald Trump's bidding, but also it would impose additional costs on them.
The bill is now ready for consideration in the state Senate. Governor Tony Evers has already vowed to veto the legislation if it reaches his desk. A firearms maker is expanding in northwest Wisconsin.
Rice Lake-based Henry Repeating Arms is consolidating all of its manufacturing operations from New Jersey to Wisconsin, the company announced this week. Andy Wickstrom, company president, said more than 100 jobs have been created with the local expansion.
This is going to allow us to advance our technology, improve quality and delivery, and lower costs.
Wickstrom said the move will be completed in the next 2 months, and they will employ more than 650 people. I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A winter weather advisory is in effect, with rain mixing with sleet turning over to all snow and winds whipping up to 45 miles per hour. Power outages are possible as well as some whiteout conditions. But accumulations look light, like less than an inch. And by tomorrow, the winds will ease, the sun will shine, and highs will be mild in the mid-40s. Get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. 1-800-217-9129. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And good to have you with us here on AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by SEDEX. Jesse Allen with you. Coming up here on today's show, we got a lot to get to. Conversations I had last week in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. We're going to hear some of those coming up here on our program in segment two today. We're going to hear from Kent Backus with the National Cannabis Beef Association. Talk about the latest news surrounding that Corporate Transparency Act, the CTA, that many folks in farming and ranching, it's been giving them a headache. Well, we got more details that is off for now. We're going to hear about that and more. Talk some tax policy coming up in segment two. After the bottom of the hour, I had a conversation last week after a Senate Ag hearing with the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas. We'll listen to that on the way. Also, at the end of the show, I was able to catch a couple of minutes with Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. We will listen into some of the points he made to the Missouri Farm Bureau delegation that I was with last week on Capitol Hill. We'll hear that and a couple news notes in segment four today. The show, powered by Cenex, ensure your machinery operates flawlessly, even under the most challenging conditions with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel and Cenex Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oils. Visit Cenex.com today. Let's take a look at what's going on in the markets, specifically in that livestock trade. Joining us now, Kyle Bumstead with Allendale. And Kyle, I know you are in Nebraska. How are things with the weather in your neck of the woods? Sounds like some nasty winter weather moving through parts of your state and through the Midwest here midweek.
That's right, sir. Right now in this specific area, north of Grand Island, about an hour and 15 minutes north of Grand Island, we just got the snow here up at the 9170 junction here, where we didn't get the snow, we just got the wind. So we got about a half inch of snow. They called school off last night already, so having to deal with that too. But in the office here, it's about 72 degrees, so not complaining out there. They're out doing chores and getting those wrapped up here. So I know a lot of folks east and south of us here, south and southeast, east of us here. I did check the 511 website, and there's not a lot of roads between Iowa and Nebraska that are open right now. So there's a lot of travel that's getting stuck out there. The interstate's closed. So I do think that's going to have definitely an impact here on our cattle slaughter here the next day or two, at least today, maybe tomorrow. It could take a little while for this thing to open back up, especially if those winds don't die down here overnight like they're saying.
I was going to say, it sounds like could be some impacts on some of that northern slaughter there throughout Nebraska and Iowa. And, you know, you couple that with a cattle market that cash is still remain hot. Futures are in the upswing here midweek. And we got an on feed report coming up at the end of the week. We got a lot going on in this cattle trade right now.
We do. And first, I want to lead off here with bear markets don't make new contract highs. And we scored new contract highs here today in this June live cattle complex here at 202.90 so far. We're at 202.72. And the August contract out there, looking out there further on into the summertime, we scored new contract highs, took out yesterday's highs there as well. Today's high in the August has been $200. 57.5 cents. So definitely a big move here ahead of this cattle on feed report. Cattle on feed weeks typically tend to have some big and volatile swings. Up until the end of last week, volatility had been fairly decent in this cattle and feeder cattle complex. However, volatility has started to ramp up here the last few sessions. So it's definitely something here keeping an eye on here. And that what that volatility is what the option sellers are thinking. You know, the swings could be a little bit more violent, more volatile. So the folks that sell options are the ones that are wanting to get paid for them. And they're trying to get a little bit more, when I say juice out of the squeeze, or is what I'm trying to say here is how they're looking at it.
Well, and I wonder too, and especially in fat cattle, I mean, you're getting the board back over two, and we know that last time I think we ran a lot of these contracts up into what, the 210 range before we kind of hit a brick wall, it felt like. I mean, what are your thoughts topside wise here? Could we open this up dramatically, or are we just kind of settling into a comfortable range here, Kyle?
Well, that 210 range was the cash high that we saw here a few weeks ago. And I think, the way this thing's acting is it wants to go, the cash wants to go back and try to challenge that 210 here this week. The way it's acting, it's not going to surprise me if cattle are higher this week as far as the cash goes, because that's what everything's kind of setting up for it to be. You're seeing some commercial buying here out there. The June's gaining on the August gaining on the October, so some commercial buying there. However, April versus June is just kind of floundering here, losing a little bit of ground. So if this cash market does stay steady at best here, then April's price probably where it should be, around this 206 and a half to 207 area. Our high today has been 206.92. That all-time high in April live cattle was 207.72. So, I mean, we're getting the cash and futures are getting close and starting to run together here, or as far as getting converged here. They're doing what needs to be done here as far as the convergence goes. So we lost the basis here a couple weeks ago, and that kind of took the wind out of the hedger's sails there, because we did have a decent cash market and the board was kind of slipping and did flounder here a little bit and was going down. So that was the hedger's market, but it's taking the wind out of the hedger's sails here since we saw that low on the 4th of March.
A cattle on feed report coming up after the close Friday. I know there's a pretty low placements estimate, but it sounds like that's tied to the lack of feeder cattle imports from Mexico. I mean, when I look at those estimates and you look at that, does it feel like any of that is already baked into the market or could get baked in here over the next couple of sessions ahead of Friday's report, Kyle?
I think there is some of that baked into the market. Now, Friday's cattle on feed report, like you pointed out, is going to have an unnaturally low-looking February placement number. Some are saying maybe down 14% year-over-year. And like you said, that's mostly due to weather and the border numbers here. But much of that's going to get made up here in March. And, you know, but for right now, that's kind of what the talking heads are using for a bull point right now, or a bullish point here to keep this market upright and going. But if we really want to dig deeper into this cattle on feed report here, we need to look at the month to month here and kind of look at what the spreads told us here a month ago. And a friend of mine put this together and does a great job of it here. And we need to look at these live cattle spreads here. You know, the April-June closed February at 387.5, and that gave us kind of a neutral read compared to the five-year average. But that was $1.72.5 weaker than the end of January. So that tells me When I look at the spread activity, there's more cattle to be priced against the April futures contract during this March-April timeframe here. You know, we saw November placements were large at 2.266 million head, and the December placements had dropped down to 1.796 million head. So we got to go back to November here and look at what the placements were there. So we do have the numbers coming at us here as far as off this March-April timeframe. The June-August, that closed February at 85 cents here, June over August here at 85 over. That's a bearish read compared to the previous five-year average there. It's $2.57 weaker than the end of February, so that indicates to me more cattle were priced versus June contract or to be priced versus this June contract, and probably saw some larger placements during February. So there's going to be a lot of argument about it here no matter what, but you know, as a word of caution with the way volatility is going right now, you're up into new highs, you're into uncharted territory. I'm just reminding everyone to be cautious. A lot of people have a lot of high dollar inventory mm-hmm. out there, and puts are still cheap compared to, you know, the overall picture.
Well, Kyle, always appreciate the insight and a good thought there. Just make sure you manage your risk. Volatility can create opportunity. And of course, that risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. Kyle Bumstead with Allendale. Always good to hear from you, sir. Thanks for joining us on AOA today, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Today's AOA powered by Cenex Premium Diesel, the right choice for your operation year round. Learn more about Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels by visiting Cenex.com. Up next, one of my conversations for my time on Capitol Hill last week. Kent Backus with the NCBA joins us next on AOA.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Pulling acres ahead of the competition is simple. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils are formulated with EnduroVis technology and a balanced additive package to control deposits for a cleaner, more efficient engine that gives you proven durability. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need.
AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, powered by Cenex. Ensure your machinery operates flawlessly, even under the most challenging conditions, with Cenex Maxtron THF Plus Full Synthetic Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Of course, I spent much of last week in Washington, D.C. I was able to catch up with Kent Backus, Executive Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, to talk about the latest news surrounding the Corporate Transparency Act and more. Let's listen to that conversation right now on AOA.
Good to see you in person again. I feel like I just saw you at San Antonio. Now I'm coming to hang out in D.C. for a few days. Hope all is well. It's a busy week here on Capitol Hill, isn't it?
Yeah, welcome to the swamp. It's you know, here we are in the middle of March. We have a different meaning for March Madness, but I guess it applies as well. Congress is definitely busy, and I mean, just looking at everything that the administration's pumping out, making a lot of changes, a lot of them for the better, but it's definitely keeping us on our toes.
Let's talk about some of those things, and let's start with the CTA, the Corporate Transparency Act. We've seen some movement on that here in recent days. What is the latest? What do producers need to know?
Well, the good news is that, the Corporate Transparency Act, at least for domestic reporting companies and their beneficiaries, the good news is that Treasury is not going to enforce the CTA. With that said, they are going to publish a new proposed rule fairly soon that will still apply to foreign reporting companies and their beneficiaries. So if you have any ownership there, then this may still apply to you. But for now, it looks like we're in the clear, but we don't know for how long. That's always the issue with the CTA. This is still playing out in the courts. We saw that the Fifth Circuit is asking for further direction on this. But we got to see how this plays out in the courts, through the legal system. And also, if there are, there could be changes in Congress, could be changes in the administration. And in the future, with the CTA still on the books, it could come back. So we need to have some permanency. We need to make sure that any of the changes that are put in place by the administration, especially the ones that exclude all of our domestic reporting companies, we need to make sure that is enshrined into law. And then the other thing is we need to make sure that that information that has been submitted to the Treasury Department is deleted or put somewhere where it can't be found, so that that's not held against anybody in the future, or that any of that information could be disclosed. Because anytime you turn your information over to the federal government, you're trusting that they're not going to do something crazy with it or stupid with it. And unfortunately, we have found in too many times that when people can hack in and get that information, that leaves us all vulnerable. So we're in the clear for now, but there's still some cleanup we're going to need to do. And I think that's what we're going to continue to focus on. The hard part is now that it's not, an 11th hour thing and we're all worried, there's a lot of other big concerns that are coming out. And so we know that eventually this could slide to the back burner. So we're trying to make sure that we can get some changes in place, get that permanency enshrined, and then just move on from this. Because honestly, I don't want to come back and talk to you about the Corporate Transparency Act again. We got a lot of other things we need to chat about.
Absolutely. Well, I've told you this before. I mean, I have a basic LLC myself, and I submitted my info to the federal government. So I guess if someone hacks it, well, they're going to have my information. But hopefully that's not the case. But the CTA was just such a burden for folks. So hopefully it can get taken care of here, and to your point, not get put on the back burner, because there are a lot of issues in front of us right now, Ken.
Yeah, and I think one of the big ones is what's going to happen with the future of all the tax benefits that we have. At the end of this year, a lot of those tax benefits and I would say in many ways tools that we use are set to expire, and so we need Congress to really light a fire under this and get a lot of those 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions. We need to make sure they're secured, need to make sure that we can continue to have access to them. And that's everything from, death tax relief to 199A expensing, bonus depreciation, 179. There's a really long list of a lot of important things that need to continue. That is really going to be the lifeline for our rural economy. The big concern is, how are you going to pay for it? And can Congress get to a point where they can agree and get this over the line? The president's promised a lot of other things that Congress is having to take into consideration, like no tax on tips and overtime. Those are some big things, and obviously a lot of things are promised on the campaign trail, but he's actually saying, no, I want these, I want this to be part of this tax package. He's also saying that I want a lot of these cuts to be permanent. We don't want to have to come back in, 5-6 years and have to go through this again. So all of that adds up, and it depends on how Congress is going to do the math on that. At the end of the day, it's what can they put together that'll cobble together enough votes to get it through the House, get it through the Senate, and get it across the president's desk. For timing, they want to move this as quickly as possible. We're already seeing the budget reconciliation stuff move forward. I think we're going to see, that hopefully pretty soon. But even then, you've got to dig into all of the details of the tax code, and you got to fight for every inch of that. And so that means that we can't just expect that because Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House, that you're going to get estate tax relief. You're going to get all these other things. Mm-hmm. So we have to go out and fight for it. And that's why it's so important that if folks out there have not had that conversation with their elected officials and told them about how important these tools are, then get on it, please. We need everybody to help. We cannot sit back and expect to coast through on this. We are going to have to fight for every square inch and for every little piece of these tax benefits and these tools, because everything's on the table. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to cut somewhere. Let's make sure it's not one of the important tools that we need.
Well, in terms of timing with a lot of this tax legislation, I'm curious what you're hearing from the Hill. I heard in passing this week from Congressman Jason Smith, House Ways and Means, that they are sitting down and starting to craft some of this legislation, it sounds like. We know we've seen Senator Thune lead some of the tax, the death tax legislation, for instance, on the Senate side more. So, I mean, timing-wise, what are you hearing? Are we looking at summer? Does it feel like that's a realistic time frame for some of this tax legislation to work through?
Well, I think that they have some goals, some very ambitious goals to have things wrapped up this spring. But realistically, it's probably going to be this summer. But this is a top agenda item. House Republicans, like you just mentioned, Chairman Smith from Missouri, he's really pushing this. We've got a lot of strong rural representation in the House Ways and Means Committee. They're really hitting the accelerator and trying to get this done. On the Senate side, I know that a lot of members from the Senate Finance Committee were headed over to the White House today to meet with the president to talk about his goals, what he wants. So this is a top priority issue, but the wheels of Congress, they move slowly. And even when you have a majority in both houses and the White House, it's still a monumental effort to try to get the momentum going. So I think that they'll be able to get something moving. I'm hoping that they'll be able to wrap this up by the end of the summer, so this doesn't slip into the fall, because we're going to have some major funding issues to deal with just on funding the government and a lot of other things that we're going to have to address in the fall. And if you can get those boxes checked, then there's also pressure to get a farm bill done. Yes. So there's a lot of other big ticket items that are out there, but this is the biggest item, and this is the top priority for the House and the Senate. So we're very supportive. We're going to work with them to get it done, but it's going to take all hands to get this thing rolling.
I was going to say, just in closing, it sounds to me, everything I'm hearing is that tax first, and then once that is done and we get through the budget stuff too, that's going to be probably the most realistic chance of getting this farm bill done. And I know there's optimism from the four quarters of the Ag Committee. Of course, a lot of folks in the industry pounding the table, because we're coming up on, year 8 of a 5-year farm bill. And there's a lot of folks that are definitely concerned that this hasn't got done yet.
Oh, absolutely. But I think that is the big thing. If you think a farm bill is expensive, wait till you see a tax package.
Yeah.
So if you can swallow that pill and get the tax bill done and really create enough space that you still have room to work and get a lot of these programs funded, then I think the chances of a farm bill are better. But this is first in line. Getting this tax bill going, this is the priority, because it's not just about agriculture and nutrition. The tax bill covers every segment of the economy and all parts of society. And so this is something that touches everyone, and that's why everybody's paying such close attention to it.
Once again, Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Talked with him last week in D.C. AOA brought to you by Cenex. Visit Cenex.com today for more information. Up next, conversation with Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas here on AOA.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk up 18 to 17.14, May up 34 to 17.39, June up 22 to 17.32, July up 16 to 17.78. Live cattle markets higher after a big $6 jump in choice cuts that helped the market move prices higher. Feeder cattle higher due to the strength in the live cattle markets, and buyer demand in the countryside has been more aggressive this week than last week. Hog markets mostly lower as failing to punch through the resistance levels has led to additional selling amid some continued concerns, or at least waiting for consumer demand. April live cattle up $1.45 to $206.82. March feeder cattle up $1.85 to $286.82. April hogs down $2.02 to $85.57. Chicago Board of Trade, quiet day really for corn, soybeans, and wheat on the day. There was a lack of any fresh bullish news to move the markets higher. Still some concerns over those upcoming tariffs in April, and also positioning ahead of the new crop data from USDA at the end of the month. New crop corn down 2¾ to 451.5. New crop beans down 5½ to 1010. May wheat down 1½ to 563.5. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6 and pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as we continue on AOA, brought to you by Cenex, using quality premium products like Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel and Cenex Maxtron Diesel Engine Oils. It'll help keep your equipment running stronger and longer. Make sure you visit your nearest Cenex location. Go to Cenex.com as well and get more information. Talk with your local experts, especially with spring planting season right around the corner for so many here in the U.S. Make sure that equipment is running in tip-top shape as you get ready to enter the field. There's nothing like a breakdown to slow you down when the weather is good and you're trying to get that crop into the ground. So again, visit Cenex.com or your nearest store today. Well, while I was on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. last week, I was able to sit down for a one-on-one with the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, after a hearing on the farm economy was held in the Senate buildings. And a great conversation with Senator Bozeman, talking about the latest on the farm bill and the farm economy and more. Let's take a listen to that conversation right now on AOA. Joining me right now, the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas. And Chairman Bozeman, it is great to see you, sir, and talk with you again. And I know that we just stepped out of a hearing on the ag economy. You've been holding a series of these hearings, and quite striking testimony from many folks, including a constituent from Arkansas, mentioning that his longtime family farm is going up for auction here this week. I mean, talk about what you heard in this hearing from the witnesses and how this ties in with the other hearings that we've been hearing on the state of the farm economy.
Well, this is the third big hearing that we've had this year about where we're at. And we've had producers of about everything you can grow. And then again, not only in the ground, but livestock, you know, the whole bit. And it's really interesting because the message is the same. You know, it's just very difficult. Cattle's probably the exception, but it's very difficult to make a living in farming right now. It just doesn't pencil out. And so the safety nets that we have in the current farm bill, they're just not adequate. They just don't work. So that was the message that we heard today. We heard a lot about crop insurance, how important that is, how we need to update the rest of the safety nets, some ideas about how we get some relief for beginning farmers. The average age of the farmer is about 59 years old now. So if we don't have some new farmers coming along, then we're going to be in trouble. But financially, it's so difficult. So we're going to need to figure out some incentives to get young people involved. But it was really a good hearing, and it doesn't matter what phase of industry, whether you're in your situation, you know, covering agriculture, or you're actually a producer out there every day. We're hearing the same story. It's just really difficult right now to make a living.
Well, and to your point, I've heard a lot of those stories traveling around. Meeting season's been happening, of course. I heard from a lot of producers out in Denver here a week or so ago at Commodity Classic. A lot of the same issues raised. And so that brings me to thoughts of a farm bill. Obviously, we're trying to work and get this across the finish line, get some of that certainty that many of the witnesses here talked about today. Give us an update. I know we have a few other important things that are kind of in line first, but I know the farm bill is near the top of the list. How are things looking to try and get a new five-year farm bill across the finish line?
Well, the farm bill is right at the very top for so many of us. You know, agriculture is number one in most of our states. Most states, it's probably 25% of the GDP or so. But if you get outside of any town of any size, it's probably 85 or 90%. It's all that's left in rural America. So for lots of reasons, it's important that we support our farmers support rural America. So we have a majority leader from South Dakota who's very supportive. He's on our committee. He's very, very active on the committee. And so that's, I think, is a plus. President Trump understands that rural America voted for him. And I remind him of that every chance I get, and have others remind him of that. So this is one of the things that's right at the top of the list, but it's complicated. It's a big bill. It's $1.5 trillion over 10 years. So it's a lot of money, and we need even more money so that we can make it such that the safety nets, the risk management tools that we talked a lot about today and have talked about so often, that we can update those. 2018, 2019 was great in the sense that the 2018 Farm Bill worked well. The problem is inflation came, and the 2018 Farm Bill was based on 2012 data. The world is totally different now than it was in 2012. And so as a result, it just doesn't work. So we've got to make it such that we bring the risk management tools up to today. The dollars that it takes to manage risks now are much greater. And if we can do that, then we'll be able to provide a situation where farmers can go to their bankers and borrow the money that they're going to need as they go forward.
I know that there is at least it's portrayed that there's a fairly partisan divide in this country right now. And I know that generally it's always been the case that on the ag committees, it's been very bipartisan. Give us your perspective. I mean, we watch all this in the cycles and the news and the mainstream news and more. And I think a lot of folks are frustrated in many ways watching some of this. But when it comes to getting a farm bill done on the Senate side, the House side, and talk about the relationship across the aisle and that bipartisan work to get something done.
Relationship is really good. I appreciate Senator Klobuchar. She does a good job and is very, very easy to work with. I've known her for a long time. We've done some hard things together in the past, and so she couldn't be any better. You're right. Agriculture is traditionally not a partisan entity. People don't care about, it's like the military or veterans, you don't care if a soldier or a veteran or a farmer, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, you just want to help them because you know how valuable they are to all of us. And that still holds true. It's a little bit more complicated now with some things, but generally, it's really a very nonpartisan group. It's very serious about their work. They ask good questions, not gotcha questions. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out a result, trying to figure out a path forward so we can, instead of just, preaching and talking to an audience, we're actually trying to solve problems.
I should ask you about the tariff conversation as well, because I know that's something that many farmers and many in the ag industry are concerned about, watching closely. They're waiting to see. It seems like everyone, some folks are very concerned. Some folks are taking the wait and see approach to the tariffs. But there's obviously worry that that could exacerbate the issues with the farm economy. What is your view of the tariff situation out of the White House right now? Is it simply the art of the deal and we need to let this play itself out to try and make things better for the American farmer? What do you make of the tariff situation right now?
Well, trade is really important. And so, and I think the president understands that. And what he wants is a level playing field. So we work hard, we get these agreements. We abide by the rules, but the other countries don't. And as a result, it makes it such that that's a tremendous disadvantage. We've had a big trade imbalance the last couple of years in agriculture, first time, that anybody can ever remember. So we're going in the wrong direction there. So I believe that tariffs can be used as a powerful tool to make people behave and do the right thing. So right now, I think we're in a wait and see mode, you know, seeing how the president is going to go forward and use these things. But I think they're a good tool in his toolbox dealing with these countries. And at the end of the day, and if you remember, at the end of his first presidency, he struck, you know, some good deals with China. Biden didn't hold their feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll be the case going around this time.
And I'll just add to that and ask, you know, the president real quick has said, you know, he wants to expand domestic uses. He's mentioned that a couple times in some of his addresses here recently. Yet I know trade, as you mentioned, is very important. Our export markets that we have, so many of these built up. So is it a matter of balancing our export markets and then also growing our domestic uses for our crops?
We're blessed. We can compete mm-hmm. with anybody, but it has to be on level playing field. So it's not right that one side essentially charges either a tariff or hidden tariff, hidden taxes, whatever, and then we don't. So I think that's what he's trying to do. In fact, I know that's what he's trying to do, is level the playing field. Given a chance to compete fairly, the United States can compete with anybody.
Senator, great to see you. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for letting me sit in the hearing as well, and we'll look forward to talking again real soon.
Well, thank you. It's good to see you in person, and it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Once again, Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas. Talked with him last week on Capitol Hill. AOA powered by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Up next, I talked with Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri while I was in D.C. last week. We'll hear that conversation and wrap things up on the way after this here on AOA.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
There's nothing I dislike more than water. On the road, on my windshield, and in my fuel tank. And what do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Roadmaster XL. A premium diesel fuel with a water management system that protects filters, pumps, and injectors better than any formula that's come before. Keeping my engine running stronger and longer. Cenex Roadmaster XL. Fueled by innovation. Power to perform.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe
at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Donate at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Joining us once again is Ron Calhoun with Loveland Products and Nutrient Ag Solutions as we learn more about Infinity, their brand new biological product. Ron, tell us again just some of the benefits of Infinity for producers.
The compatibility, I think, is a big deal. Being able to fit this into your existing farming practices is going to make this product easy to use for you. And then also just, you know, whether you're looking to improve your nitrogen efficiency in the situation you're already in, whether you're on that journey and looking for that next thing to fit in there, we might have folks that are looking to go from, like I said, maybe 1.1 down to one unit of nitrogen per bushel. I think that those three modes of action are going to help give growers the opportunity to manage that nitrogen component of their crop system with an additional tool that they didn't have before.
Thanks, Ron. Infinity is available for the 2025 growing season. Learn more online at lovelandproducts.com/nitrogen naturally.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And today's AOA is brought to you, of course, by Cenex. No matter what conditions you face, Cenex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils. To meet your needs, visit Cenex.com today or go to your nearest Cenex location. Talk with your trusted local experts. They'll have the right product for your equipment on your operation, especially a spring planting right around the corner for many folks. Make sure you have that equipment ready to roll and talk with your experts at Cenex today. I know some folks seeing some heavy snow across the upper Midwest here midweek, and so that's going to probably dampen some of the spring planting spirits for a little while anyway. But hopefully we can get in to the fields in a timely manner here and have a safe and happy spring planting season. Well, we've had a busy show so far today. A lot of conversations from my week on Capitol Hill last week. And we got one more for you before we close out today's program. I was able to catch just a couple of minutes, essentially walking down the hall after he spoke with the Missouri Farm Bureau delegation on Capitol Hill, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. I never had a chance to talk with Senator Hawley before. And he was on his way to another committee meeting, but was able to give me a few minutes just to talk about some of the issues that he mentioned to the delegation from the Missouri Farm Bureau. Let's take a listen to that conversation here on AOA. Joining me now, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri. Senator, you just talked to a delegation from the Missouri Farm Bureau. We talked about a number of issues, and you know, I think at the forefront is the ag economy, farm bill. There's a lot of things going on. Reiterate for folks listening some of the things you just told the delegation in there that you are working on in this Congress.
Well, first of all, it's tremendous to have a pro-ag president back in the White House, Donald Trump. The steps he's taken already to roll back the Green New Deal, to roll off the regulations on farmers and ranchers on their land are just tremendous, and that is vital to our future. We've got to face the fact that the farm economy is not in a good place. We've got higher input prices. We've got lower commodity prices. Farmers have lost $41 billion in net income in the last 3 years, really the last 2 years. So there's a lot of work to do. Congress needs to do its part here and pass a farm bill. It has taken way too long. The Democrat Congress, Congresses, plural, didn't get it done. The Republican Congress needs to move on this year. It's important to strengthen the crop insurance program, the commodity support program, update the reference prices. There's a lot of work to do, and we need to get moving on at ASAP.
You mentioned some of the regulatory rollbacks we've seen this week from the EPA, WOTUS, for instance. I know that has been something that many farmers and ranchers have been struggling with for, it feels like, over a decade now, and it sounds like that is getting rolled back. Any comments on that?
Well, it's wonderful to see this administration move to finally kill the Waters of the United States rule, to kill the regulations that have driven up our energy prices. You know, I mean, it's so expensive to farm, not least because energy and every input that requires energy costs so darn much. And Joe Biden, in the last 4 years, just drove those costs through the roof. So to see the Trump administration move aggressively to get these costs down is important. It's a great beginning, and hopefully there'll be a lot more to come.
Last thing I'll ask you, you mentioned the Grain Belt Express. That's been something that's been a huge issue in Missouri. We've covered it on the show. Any updates that you have in terms of that project? Is it going to be shut down, et cetera, et cetera?
I've asked the administration to cancel all federal support for this project. I have asked them to also to change the law, and I've introduced legislation that will prevent the federal government from ever again declaring a piece of Missouri a high transmission corridor, a high impact corridor. I don't care what verbiage is used. The federal government shouldn't be coming in and taking Missouri farmers' land and using it for some green project. And that's exactly what's happened with the Grain Belt Express, which, by the way, Missouri gets like nothing from the Grain Belt Express. They come in and take our land. They build these lines over our farmers and ranchers' property, and what do we get out of it? Nothing. It is extracting value. It is taking value from our farmers and giving it to these Green New Deal corporate cats. I mean, it's these corporatists who are making all the money. This needs to stop. I've asked the administration to put a stop to it, and we need to make sure this does not happen again.
Senator, I appreciate a couple of minutes. We'll have to have a longer conversation down the road, but thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Once again, talking with Missouri Senator Josh Hawley last week while I was on the Missouri Farm Bureau fly-in to Washington, D.C. Big thanks to the folks at the Missouri Farm Bureau again, by the way, for having me out there. It was a great trip, a lot of good conversations. Going to work on getting a longer conversation with Senator Hawley in the future. And coming up on the show yet this week, we're going to hear my convos with North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, also American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, and Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins. A lot of great insight from folks last week while I was in Washington, D.C., and we still got more to share here on the program the rest of this week. One other quick news note before we close out the show. After a flurry of moves and countermoves from the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and China, several tariffs and retaliatory tariffs are in place. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Betty Resnick has an update on the current state of play.
We now have an additional 20% tariff on all Chinese products, and that went into effect in two different stages. The 25% tariff put on Canada and Mexico on March 4th has been paused until April 2nd for USMCA compliant products. Canada's retaliatory tariffs that started on March 4th are still in effect and have been expanded in response to our new tariffs on steel and aluminum from all countries.
Resnick says that unfortunately, retaliatory tariffs will impact some agricultural products.
China's new retaliatory tariffs impact about $21 billion of agriculture products, with an additional 15% tariff on chicken, cotton, corn, and wheat, and 10% on a slew of other ag items, including sorghum, soybeans, pork, beef, fruits and vegetables, and dairy products. Canada put a 25% tariff on approximately $5.8 billion of agriculture goods.
Canada's retaliatory tariffs include wine, fresh fruits, poultry, and dairy, but it's important to remember that the situation is still in flux.
The next big date we're tracking is April 2nd, and that's when the U.S. has said it will reveal and put into place its reciprocal tariff plan. The EU will also start its retaliatory tariffs stemming from our new aluminum and steel tariffs in April. So there's going to be a lot of action that first half of April.
Learn more at fb.org/market intel. That's going to do it for today's AOA powered by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Cenex premium diesel to keep you in the field. We talked tariffs while we were in Washington, D.C. last week with North Dakota Senator John Hoeven. Also, we'll hear a conversation with American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval coming up on tomorrow's AOA, along with a look at the markets with Matt Bennett from agmarket.net. For now, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us on AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky today. The president calling their discussion good, and it focused on closing the gap on a ceasefire. It comes a day after the president held a call with Russia's leader.